Hi, everyone, and welcome to Advisor Edge, the GVA Way, a podcast series created for financial advisors navigating the complexities of transitioning from a traditional firm or considering branching out independently for the first time. This podcast will deliver clarity and expertise by answering common questions and guiding you through the services and support GVA provides during the transition process. From establishing your brand to building a client base and managing compliance, we'll provide the insights and resources you need to thrive in your new venture. GVA is a full-service, technology-driven RIA. We are 170 advisors strong across 18 states. We provide asset management, compliance, billing, compensation, insurance, brokerage, 401k services, technology, and more to our advisors. And everything we do is scalable for us and you as we place technology in the forefront. Perhaps what we hold to the highest regard is our dedication to the end user, our clients. We like to say we are a family of like-minded individuals who hold our clients' financial interests above our own. Thank you for joining us and welcome to the GVA Way. All right, welcome to episode number 4, the GVA Way. With us today, we have our Director of Marketing, Steph Dolan, who joined us this past month. And we also have Mike Burke, the founder of Advisory, who is joining us this month. And we're going to do a deeper dive into marketing with two individuals that I think know a ton about the space. I'm really excited about this episode because on the last one, we kept it a little high level, right? We talked to Steph about what we're doing in the marketing space. And then we said, you know what? Such great feedback. Let's bring Mike in. Let's start getting into the weeds a little bit. So, Steph, for our listeners out there, why don't you give us a little bit briefly of your background?
Yeah.
And then we'll hand it over to Mike.
Sure. A quick recap.
Yeah.
So I joined GVA 2 years ago. I had been in advertising and marketing, both at the agency level and in-house prior to GVA. And I joined GVA 2 years ago, and I focused initially on external marketing of the GVA brand, and then moved a little bit more to internal, and now we're really this year focusing on our advisors and what we can offer them and starting to build that out. And then we brought Mike in here because we saw such a big need with among our advisors for website development, brand development. So Mike, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Thank you. So I started working in technology about 10 years ago. I always worked for really large enterprise companies, and I saw that there was kind of a gap for those medium-sized organizations that you could take a lot of the strategies and tactics that the large companies pay for and bring them down to the medium-sized enterprises and really, really help them out and do a lot of consistent branding and things like that. So 3 years ago, I founded Advisory, and I've been working with James and GVA ever since. A lot more with the execution and production side, where Steph is on the strategy side, but it's been really great. And I think we've been helping out advisors a lot with all that consistency and branding, which is really important.
Yep. And I think because we started really at the GVA level, right, and you've got a feel for the RIA space and an understanding of what the DBAs underneath us were looking for, mm-hmm. then we started to roll it out to one advisor, then two, and now it's pretty much part of the onboarding experience for our advisors, which we can talk about here shortly. When we think about the 8-step marketing guide that we have Phil send out as we're talking to these advisors, at what point are the two of you, and Steph, you can start with this one and then we can go over to Mike, but
sure.
at what point are the two of you really diving in to understand? That's during the onboarding process, right? And then you're putting together a game plan.
Well, so. It's interesting. I mean, this really has changed recently. It used to be about 3-4 weeks out from launch, we'd hop in, we'd start working on the brand and the website, and we'd be ready to go the day they were going live. But now we start becoming part of the conversation a bit earlier, sometimes before offer letters are even signed. Mm-hmm. And we love that. We love getting in front of the advisors sooner than later, sort of hearing about their needs so we can best prepare for when they are ready to run with us. Mm-hmm. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, I think advisors, when they're going independent and coming on board, I think they really are worried, I'm going to have to do everything myself. And I think when they sit down and talk to us and realize we can help with logo creation, we can help start that branding conversation, we're going to take care of your website end to end, we're really going to help you with content and social media, as well as understanding that we know the compliance space really well. It's a highly regulated industry, and that's a little bit scary for them because they just want to work on growing their practice. So I think having us there early on to make them feel comfortable coming over really helps that transition.
Yeah, and it can be a little bit of a challenge too for advisors when they're joining because there is a lot of moving parts, right? So this was one area that we saw a need. Steph came on board. Mike, then you joined us. And now that it's included with that onboarding experience, mm-hmm. I think the advisor feels a lot more comfortable, even if they have their own marketing person, right? We're still working with them throughout this. And we're not just having them use the GVA brand, right? We want to have a positive brand in the background, but we're helping them bring that brand to life, right? And you had mentioned logo creation. You mentioned building a website. And what is that? Is there like a questionnaire or how is the advisor communicating with the two of you and the other folks on the team, because we have third parties that we're utilizing as well, on what exactly they want, right? Because that I feel like that's hard in itself. Like I would struggle with that. So
yeah, we schedule a kickoff call, Microsoft Teams call. So we're face to face. We're getting to know each other a little bit.
Yep.
We're hearing what they like, what they don't like, where they're from, what the area is like that they're from. So then we can really focus in on what that new DBA brand name might be.
Okay.
We're really listening at this point and taking information in. And then we get ideas for, you know, different objects we might be able to include in the logo and colors and schemes. Also at that point, so once we have the logo nailed down and the color scheme nailed down and the DBA name nailed down, we package that up and send that over. When we move to the website, there is a document that Mike created, and Mike, you go ahead and speak to that a little bit, but I think that's really helpful. It's a visual. So, you know, I could see how a website would feel very overwhelming, but really this is the information we need from you. It could be half baked. We're mm-hmm. happy to finish it up and clean it up for you. But just put some words on paper for us to give us an idea of what you're looking for and we'll build that out.
Yeah, it can be as easy as somebody telling us, hey, I have three services and it's four bullet points and we go from there. Because we have so much experience working with LPL and getting everything approved through compliance, we can come up with a content strategy. We can fill out the rest of your website, talk about process, talk about approach, all those different things. And then some people get really excited about marketing or have a small marketing team within their firm. And so we just work with them and we're integrating all their ideas and all those different things. We're really flexible. Either way, some people want to get really excited about the brand and they're not as worried about the content. Whichever part of it, we can take it and run with it and we can help you, or we can, if your brand is really strong and you've already done it all, we just take it and execute a website for you. So it's really, really flexible.
Got it. And so the consistent branding conversation, it sounds like we've kind of hit that pretty hard right now. And with the website discussion and building out the websites, that's something that you and the team are also having with them as well. So talk about the tactical marketing piece, right? What is tactical marketing? And then also, are you seeing any opportunities within like ad space or the testimonials or SEO and how this comes full circle to really help them build their presence locally or whatever area that they're trying, maybe niche marketing, right? Mm-hmm. That's always a big thing that we're seeing right now, specialized planning in different areas, maybe, you know, focused on retirement planning. Is that the tactical marketing piece or what does that look like?
So when we create a website for everyone, it's built on a fully modern architecture that's updated every couple of months. It's always built and architected in a way that's responsive, that's great for SEO. All that stuff is table stakes, right? Every website you're going to get, it should have that stuff.
Sure.
Some of the things that we've learned is a very consistent content strategy. Our chief market strategist, Eric Parnell, is putting articles out every week. Those get published to your website automatically for you. We then can put them out to social for you. So that consistent content that Google loves to see updated on your site, that's happening every week for you, which is really great. On top of that, we've seen a lot of different things work in a lot of different markets. Local ads, getting good reviews on Google, all these different things that can happen in your specific area, that really, really helps with SEO. And it's also great to have testimonials on your website so we can put those in and highlight them. They're also out there on other platforms when people are searching you and looking for information about you, all those different things. So the combination of using the local advertising and the local reviews to help your site on Google and on your website, having a properly structured site that can pull in all these different tactics for you, and getting good social media and pushing that out so you have a good presence and consistent brand is all going to pull all these different levers that ultimately help grow your practice and build your brand.
Got it. And I should also note that everything we do is compliance approved.
Absolutely.
And we are using tools that are archiving this information. So if we are using those social media outlets, we have the proper structure in place so that we can properly capture, archive, and have it for compliance reviews. So there's different tools out there that we use, and that's during the onboarding experience we would tell the advisor about those. How about shared learning between the DBAs, right? So advisory, small business owner yourself. So you're in that world every day, just like GVA being a small business is in that environment, right? So when we're working with these advisors, we 100% can translate and understand the struggles that they're going through during that onboarding experience once they come over. How much has that helped as you've continued to add DBAs into the marketing program and working with the different folks and the different advisors that we have and how they all are, you know, heading in the same direction, right, with growth and everything, but maybe have a slightly different approach to how they're running their business, right? So
yeah, just I'll start and then I'll hand it over. Yeah. You know, in the conversations, we learn maybe what one new group might need, or we get feedback from one new group of how we can help them. And then we think we could help them, but we could also help everybody else that's coming on with this too. So we absolutely learn from the advisors. There are things that once we implement it, and if it works, we then add it to our best practices. So there is definitely a shared learning component. We don't keep anything to ourselves. We're happy to share with this. We're all working towards the same common goal here. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to lift our advisors up as much as we can. And so anytime we do find something that is successful or works well, we do push it out.
Got it. Yeah, it's really great because it's built in customer research, which companies spend millions and millions of dollars on. We're having it for them. So a good example is Paul Marone at Nexa is currently doing small videos and he's interviewing Eric and they're talking about different things going on in the market. We're going to push those out through his site. And if that becomes a really good tactic for them and starts driving some growth, that's something that we then have in our arsenal and we can go talk to our other advisors about. Testimonials is a really good example where one advisor came to us and said, hey, we've got these great reviews. Let's get these on the site and let's get them going. So we're always out there learning and figuring things out. And that just adds more and more abilities for us to be able to bring to advisors and say, hey, here's some new things we're seeing. And, you know, the other thing you'll see a lot of is you get a lot of buzz around AI and all these different SEO strategies and content and should we be using AI and integrating in that. We're doing all that work for them. So we'll be able to have the latest research, the latest trends, everything that's going on in there. We know because we're out there doing it and then we can give that to the advisors and they can focus on what they're supposed to be doing.
Great. I think a lot of ground has been covered here with some of the topics that we're talking about. But before we think about wrapping up episode number 4, what else around the marketing piece am I missing? Is there anything that we should communicate that we think would be helpful for prospects?
Something that Mike touched upon that I just want to expand on or make sure this is known. You know, when we bring advisors over, sometimes it's one advisor who's starting their own new DBA and we're probably going to have to do a bit more handholding there because they don't have a team.
Sure.
But sometimes it's four advisors and maybe they do have a marketing consultant. And Mike said this, but I just want to make sure it's known. We're happy to work with anyone at any level. So we're happy to work alongside a marketing consultant and take feedback and have calls with the advisor, with the marketing consultant and all work together to achieve the branding that, you know, and website that ultimately is our end goal. But also if you don't have that, it's absolutely fine as well. We can do all the heavy lifting and help you through the process. And another thing I want to touch on is just that, and Mike said this a bit, but we're very familiar with the LPL compliance process. Mm-hmm. And so not only do the content that we put in, we make sure it's compliant, but we then, before your website's live, we put it through review. So we know you're going live. You can feel confident knowing that you're going live with a compliant website. And we take that off your plate so you don't have to worry about getting that in.
That's great. Yeah. That's a big lift during the onboarding experience.
It's like, there's just so much,
going on. You're doing transitions. You've got to submit websites. You got to print collateral.
Oh, yeah.
Newsletters. I mean, it can be a lot, right? So we do a good job on the transition side. But I think having Steph and Mike kind of spearheading.
Business cards.
Correct. I mean, there's a lot, right?
And we do one more thing. We do signatures.
Email signatures.
Yes. Yeah.
About those.
Everything you need.
Yeah.
But, and the other thing I think, you know, we've really hit on the onboarding piece, which is really important, and that's a big concern. But once you're up and running and once you're smooth, this is all about growth, right?
Yeah.
So we really want to talk about how the website and the social media and everything is the top of that funnel for you. Once our advisors are in the room with their clients, that's their bread and butter. That's when they do really well. But we want to make sure that they're getting qualified people coming and talking to them. All the language and branding and everything's very consistent. And all those different levers that we've pulled, they're really helping grow the firm for the advisors.
Correct. Great. Steph, Mike, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us again.
Yeah. This was a good discussion.
Absolutely.
As always with marketing, and I'm sure we'll get some feedback from it. But that wraps up episode number 4 of the GVA Way as we have dived into the marketing channel.
Wonderful.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.